One brief announcement before we get started this morning.
有一个简短的说明。
Those who are a part of the baptismal class will be meeting today in room 203 for Sunday school.
那些将要受洗的，我们要在这个203室有一个见证。
Let's open this time with a word of prayer.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, as we now turn in towards your word,
天父，我们一起思考你的话语的时候，
and towards this right before us within the church,
我们一起思考那些我们在教会里发生的事情。
We pray, Father, that your Spirit would instruct us through your word.
我们向你祈求, 你的灵将会在我们身上动工。
That it would convict us of our sin.
将在我向我们思考我们的罪。
It would show us where we are not unified together as a church.
向我们显明我们在教会有什么地方没有合一。
And that this time of remembering the death of your beloved Son,
这时候要纪念我们主耶稣,
would be a time of great profit and growth to your church.
这也成为, 你的教会增长的一个机会。
We pray in your Son's precious name.
靠你儿子宝贵的血,
Amen. The next two Sundays in church,
下两周在, 我们的主日,
are going to be fairly important Sundays.
将会是非常重要的主日。
Regularly, the first Sunday of every month is when we practice the Lord's table.
在每一个月的第一个星期天是我们的主餐。
And we are about to also perform the first baptism in approximately 2 years here in church.
我们也会在下星期有这个有敬礼。
Our church's doctrinal statement says the importance that we hold to the ordinances.
我们教会的教义, 在里面说明了, 这个圣餐的重要性。
Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church as a church.
明星呢,作为一个这个, 国语教会,作为一个教会,
believes that baptism is the rite by which we identify with the resurrection of Christ as individual believers.
相信敬礼是一个人承认他的信仰的一个方式。
And we believe that the Lord's table is the rite by which we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ as a corporate body.
我们相信主餐是我们, 认同主为我们死,
And so this morning, before we actually partake in the Lord's Supper,
所以今天早上当我们, 在我们,
I'd like us to take a very careful look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
邀请大家一起仔细地看《哥林多前书》11章。
Because this is a passage that is the most clear in the New Testament concerning what the Lord's table is, what it means, and how we are supposed to practice it.
因为这是在新约就, 新约里头, 有关主餐最清楚的一部分, 怎么教导我们。
And the church of Corinth is a church that is by no means perfect.
在那个时候, 这个哥林多教会, 从哪个角度来说都不是, 都不是完美的教会。
I was once told by a pastor growing up,
我在以前有一个这个, 有一个, 牧师,
he says, if you ever have a problem in a church,
他说如果你要是在教会有些问题,
just start preaching through the Corinthian epistles and eventually you'll hit the problem.
你就这个, 在, 就拿着这个哥林多书讲, 最后你总是会找到这个问题。
The church of Corinth was filled with problems.
这个哥林多的教会当时有很多各种各样的问题。
There were problems of immorality in the church.
有那个, 有这个道德的问题。
There were problems of believers taking one another to court of law.
有他们之间互相诉讼的这个问题。
There was problems with improper practice of the spiritual gifts.
也有那些滥用这个, 灵上的方法。
There were problems of people flaunting their Christian liberties one over another.
也有这个互相之间, 对这个财产,
But probably the worst problem that the church of Corinth faced was disunity. The church faced disunity on multiple fronts.
就是信仰, 没有合一。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
如果你看这哥林多前书第一章,
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 10 through 12.
从第十节到第十二节,
this is what Paul says. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brothers, by them who are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every of you says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ.
第十节开始，弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话。你们中间也不可分的，只要一心一意，彼此相合。因为葛来士家里的人曾对我提及弟兄们说：说你们中间有纷争。我的意思，你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的。
So on the one hand,
所以一方面,
there's disunity because everyone is gathered around their own personal church
leader. 每个人都在自己认为他所信任的, 教会领袖, 所以有各种各样的。
Some said, I am of Paul. He is the one who planted and started this church.
有人说我属于保罗, 他建立这个教会。
Others said, I am of Apollos. He's the one who speaks so well. Others said, well, I am of Peter, of the more Jewish variety of Christianity. And then some would stand up in their piety and say, well, I am of Christ. And it was a terribly divided church. But it was not only divided around the people. As we're about to see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the church was divided among socioeconomic lines. There were those in the church who were people of means, who were wealthy.
在这个教会有些人是这个有些富足的，但是他们很这个不讲道德。
And there were those in the church who were apparently poor and hungry.
对，也有人他显然在教会里都是贫穷的，饥饿的。
And so here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
所以在这里，哥林多前书第十一章。
Paul begins by telling them in verse 17 that their gatherings do more harm than good.
所以说这个第十一节，保罗就在这里就说，你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
As he says in verse 17, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse.
你们在这里聚会不是说更好，实际上是坏，更坏。
And this term gatherings is used 5 times in this entire chapter.
这里说的教会在这个整个这一章里头讲了五次。
It's used to describe of the corporate worship service.
这是为了叙述他们这个集体来敬拜。
This event is not simply descriptive of people who are meeting outside of the church.
不是说大家在一起在教会的外面聚会。
But this is something that is happening when the church is gathered together. And the problem with the church of Corinth was not that they simply failed to gather and simply failed to go to church. It was what was happening when they were gathered together. The divisions in the church here begin to be listed in verse 18. Paul says that he hears a rumor in verse 18 that there is divisions and he believes it.
他说, 我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
And he says in verse 19 that some divisions are necessary, and here's where the divisions that are necessary lie.
在19节的时候，他说有些分门别类，也许是这个需要的。
He says in verse 19 that those which are approved may be made manifest among you.
这里的意思就是说那些有经验的人显明出来。
There are those in church who are approved of God.
在教会里有些人是被认为是神所喜欢的。
And there are those in church who are disapproved of God.
有些在教会里都是神不喜悦的。
And let me tell you what I believe that Paul means here.
在这里我告诉大家，我认为是对，是怎么来解释这句话。
As we're going to go on further in this chapter,
我们在往下面看的是,
we're going to find out that there are those in the church who are partaking of the Lord's Supper in an improper manner.
我们会看到那些有些在这个, 圣餐的时候, 他们的, 举止不是很合意。
And their taking of the Lord's table in an improper manner was dishonoring the Lord, and thus the Lord's punishment on them was death.
这样做神不喜悦, 作为惩罚, 有些人就因此而死去。
But within the church,
但是在教会里面,
and within any church in this 21st century,
在今日21世纪, 任何一家教会,
there are those who are true believers.
有那些真正的信徒,
and there are those who are going through the motions.
也有那些有些这个有些感情上的。
Perhaps Christianity to some was something that they were simply raised with by their parents.
有些人也许他是因为他的父母带他带进教会的。
And perhaps with others, it's in order to maintain family peace and unity that they went to church.
对，有些也许因为他们要维持这个家庭的统一，合一而来教会的。
But if some people were honest, they would say, "No, I don't really believe what is said in the Bible."
如果你问一些人，他们愿意诚实回答，也许有些人会说。 不，我来教会不是真的相信。
So Paul says, if there are schisms,
所以保罗说，如果这里有这种问题，
it should be between those in church who are believers,
那么这个分类应该是说那些分别那些真正的信徒，
and those in church who are not,
也是分别那些不信的。
And as he argues in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that those who are not are to be cast out, but we won't look at that at this time.
也就是说那些第五章里头说要那些要从教会里头赶出去的那部分，我们不会再谈这个问题。
And so the problem is described here in verses 20 and 21.
所以这里第二十节到二十一节所说的问题。
The Apostle Paul says, when you come together therefore into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating everyone takes before his own supper. One is hungry, and another is drunken.
也就是说，聚会的时候，个人吃个人自己的饭，以至于有的人饥饿，有的酒醉。
In the early church, the Lord's table was often accompanied by a feast, a church potluck per se.
在教会开始的时候，这个圣餐是由这个个人自己带饭。
And there were times where some people would bring their own individual food for themselves.
也就是说个人把自己家里的饭拿去一同享用。
So you can imagine this in modern day terms.
所以你可以用今天的话来想象。
One family brings for themselves lobster tails and steak.
有一家可以带着龙虾和牛排。
And another family brings for themselves peanut butter sandwich.
有的家里是带一些这个夹着黄油的面包。
And some people just really don't have the money to bring themselves anything.
有些人甚至没有钱来买任何东西。
And some people in church just decided to bring some alcoholic beverages.
有些人甚至决定带一些这个饮料。
And so some people were eating very well.
有的人就吃得很好。
Others weren't eating at all.
有的人就什么也吃不着。
Some people there were getting drunk.
有的人就喝醉了。
And the Apostle Paul asks, is this what the table of the Lord has turned into?
保罗就在这里问。 那么主的圣餐是这样去过吗？
And so he says that the very problem is within this church is that they have this artificial divide between the rich and the poor, and it shows every time they come to take the Lord's table.
他说就是这个教会的问题就是由于他们人为的原因形成他们的分门别类。
And so he says in verse 22,
所以在这个22节,
what? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not.
保罗就在这里反问, 你们要吃喝难道没有家吗? 还是描述神的教会叫那些没有的羞愧呢? 我向你们怎么可以说呢? 因此可以称赞你们呢? 我不称赞。
There is no joy to be had in what this church of Corinth was doing.
如果照着格林多教会这样做的话, 就没有喜悦。
There was no pleasure that they would come together and have their feast because some people would have and some people would have not.
如果有人有东西吃，有人没有东西吃， 那么就没有什么可以值得这个骄傲。
In a moment here, we will be partaking of the Lord's table.
待会儿我们会用圣餐。
And one of the things that you'll notice is that all of the cups are the same size.
你会看到就是那所有的杯都是一样的大小。
It's just a very small amount.
也就是很小的一部分。
You'll also notice that the wafers are broken up very small.
你也会注意到那个
The purpose of this meal is not to receive any form of nutrition. It is not that we fill up. And we eat until we are full. It's that we are remembering what Christ has done. It's all about Christ in this meal. It has nothing to do with us and our works and what we do and what we bring. So in verses 23 through 26, he actually states the ordinance.
在这个23节他, 保罗就介绍这个主的主餐。
And so here Paul is bringing together both sections from Matthew and Luke in his statement of the Lord's table. And so he's pointing your mind back to the Gospels. That on that Passover supper, the Lord gathered his disciples together. And one of the things that the Lord was telling them is that he is going to die. And that in order to remember this death, he sets forward this event. And so it says in verse 23, for I received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
23节我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，这是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，主擘开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Let me point out a few interesting things here in these verses. First of all, the Lord's Supper is a tradition. It's something that we regularly and constantly practice in our church. And it's something that should be regularly and constantly practiced throughout church history. Look what he says here at the beginning of verse 23. For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The very definition of a tradition is that which was received from the previous generation and passed down to the next generation. Look very briefly at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse
3.
The Lord's table is not the only important tradition here. 1 Corinthians 15, I believe, directly relates to the conception of the Lord's table. The topic is listed here in 1 Corinthians 15, 1. It's the gospel. And so in verse 3, we see that the gospel itself is a tradition. Almost the exact same language is used here. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. So both the gospel and the Lord's Supper are traditions that the church carries forward. Second, and this is back to 1 Corinthians chapter
11.
We saw, first of all, that the Lord's table is a tradition. Second, the Lord's table is an opportunity for thanksgiving. That as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are thanking God for the gift that He has given us in the gospel of His Son. It's a tradition. It's an opportunity for thanksgiving. And third, it's actually a remembrance of the gospel itself. Look what it says in verse 24. This is my body which is broken for you. It's one thing to say that Christ died on the cross. It's a completely another explanation to say that Christ died on the cross for you. And this is the essence of the gospel message itself. And this is what we are thankful for, and this is what we are remembering, that the perfect God of heaven came to earth as a man. And He lived a perfectly sinless life. And then He laid Himself down on the cross in order to pay the penalty for your sin. This is the gospel. This is what we remember. Verse 25. After the same manner, He took the cup when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And this points to one of the greatest ironies in all of Scripture.
所表现的。
That blood which seems to stain whatever it touches.
这个血只要是碰着就会这个染上。
Is the vehicle that actually cleanses.
虽然说有弄脏的意思，但在这里实际上是为了洁净。
And so the bread we recognize and we remember the broken body of Christ on the cross. And the cup, we remember vividly the blood that was shed for us. And so he says in verse 26 that this is a visible representation of the gospel. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he come.
所以26节说，每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直等到他再来。
And so he's shown us the problem within the church that there's divisions.
所以他向我们表明这个哥林多教会的问题，也就是分门别类的问题。
He's restated the ordinances, verse 23 through 26. Verse 27 through 32, he describes the need for purity.
27到29节是, 他讲我们要保持我们的纯洁。
By creating an artificial distinction between rich and poor in the church through the actions of the rich,
格林德教会由于他们由于自己的方式，他们造成这种贫富之间的问题。
It's not simply that the Lord's table was being abused; it's that the Lord Christ Himself was being abused by their actions.
这里不光是说这个主的圣餐被滥用，但实际上是主的身体也是被滥用。
He was not being remembered, especially in terms of salvation.
所以说他不是由于我们要纪念他。
True biblical salvation brings unity within a church, not division.
真正的救恩会指向这教会的合一，而不是纷争。
Takes people from all walks of life.
要把人带到各种各样的路。
It takes Jews and Greeks.
把这个犹太人和这个希腊人,
it takes males and females.
把男人和女人,
rich and poor.
贫穷的和富足的,
Japanese and Chinese.
日本人还是中国人,
white and black.
黑人和白人,
and it brings them together and it makes them one in Christ.
把这些人都带在一起，在教会里头合一。
And thus, anything that is disunified within a church during the Lord's table, it dishonors the death of Christ. And it makes it almost meaningless. And so Paul, in a very serious matter, says in verse 27, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以27节保罗用很严厉的话说，所以无论任何人不按理吃主的饼和主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血。
And this word guilt is a technical legal term.
所以说干犯是一个犯罪的。
In English we speak in terms of fault.
在英文中是说他有问题，有罪。
And so in partaking of the Lord's table wrongly, it becomes our fault that Jesus died.
所以如果我们不按理吃主的饼，用主餐，那就是干犯主的身。
We are no longer partaking of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to remember Him.
我们不是说吃主的饼，喝主的杯来纪念主耶稣。
It's that which we are partaking is if we are crucifying him again anew.
这个意思就是说我们如果我们不这样做，就是把主第二次钉在十字架上。
So the solution is found here in verse 28. So let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinketh condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And so the solution is to look on the inside. And you have to be intellectually honest with yourself and with those around you. Is there anyone in this church that you are not at unity with in the gospel? Are you harboring any sort of anger and bitterness and hatred towards anyone? Maybe it's because something they did to you. And you're just holding it in. You need to examine yourself. You need to restore the relationship where necessary. You need to ask forgiveness in places where you may have offended. And so once we've examined ourselves, then we can properly eat and drink from the bread and from the cup. And within the church of Corinth, it was so serious that those who were failing to properly partake, the Lord was actually condemning through physical sickness and death. Now it's possible that these days that the Lord will not cause physical sickness and death to come upon those who partake wrongly. But the principle of coming to the Lord's table with a right heart still stands. Examine yourself. Judge yourself. Lest you are found to be judged by someone greater. So verses 33 through 34, the Apostle Paul gives a call to unity. He says, therefore, my brother, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. And if any man hungers, let him eat at home, that you come not into condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
33节说,所以我弟兄们,你们聚会吃的时候要彼此长待。
The Lord's table is ultimately a picture of the unity of the church. And we pray that it is this event that the Lord uses to bring purity and unification to our church. And in a moment here, we're going to be partaking in the Lord's table. And so if you're here this morning, and there's come a point in time where you have placed your personal faith and trust in Christ alone for your salvation, and if you have followed the Lord's teaching in believer's baptism, and thus you publicly professed your faith, then we invite you to partake. Otherwise, we'd ask for you to refrain. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord, may we remember you at this time.
Wow, 我们求, 我们在这里纪念你。
that your death paid the price for my sin on that cross. That your Spirit has gathered together a church called out by your name. Father, we praise you for the death of your Son. And we ask, Father, that the people here would examine themselves. That failed relationships would be repaired at the foot of the cross. That anger and bitterness and hatred would be swept away by the love of God. Be with us now during this time. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen. Please rise and turn to hymn number 197.